HKX Mobile.
Shop, but I had it up loud enough to hear. Hanging out here. Oh, that link you sent me, it says no longer available.
I'll have to resend it then. I don't know what's going on there, but well, let me double check something before I send that to you again. But anyway, that's one of the toolkits that we sell, just so you know, that you were asking about. But we'll talk about that off the air.
Any business like that. I was looking about like a quarter-inch little kind of deal. What do you call it? It comes in a little box with all the little positions or whatever.
Well, those two. So one day when I'm over that way, maybe we can meet up.
I'm fooling around with waiting on a call from I'm fixing to do one of these generators, the whole house thing, you know.
But I've got one. I got a Generac on mine. And you might want to do your research. I'm not going to tell you one way or the other, but do your research out there. Between Kohler, Generac, there's a couple other brands, but do a little research before you buy one.
I'm talking with a company, and the only thing I've found, and they're supposed to be getting back with me because I question them on this. I have looked at the Kohlers. The Kohler and the Generac seems to be the two ones right now. There are little differences in them here and there, but the concern I had is the brushes in these Generacs. I know there's been some issues with brushes, so that's what the guy's contacting Generac. I want to find out if they've got that resolved or what went or what, you know.
Hey, Tom, and there's somebody else that's got a Generac that'll tell you his experience with them. I have one that I've had for 20 plus years and never had any problem with the brushes, but I have had some issues with mine over the years with circuit boards and things like that. So, but Tom can give you his experience too. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom.
This is N0TR, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but I overheard you, Patrick. Just want to say good morning to you. And Bernice has got some eggs over here for you for tomorrow. I put one in for my brother-in-law up in Kansas, out in the middle of nowhere. A 16 kilowatt, and it's been in there almost 30 years now. No problems whatsoever. I had one little ice cube relay go out one time. I've had this one about 12 years now. 8 years. No problems whatsoever, knock on wood. Another one that's on sale right now at Costco's is $49.94, if I remember my numbers right. $4,994. It's a Honeywell, and I suspect that it's been around a long time also, so you might check that one out. And I'd be surprised if there's brushes in the Generacs. I would say they're definitely alternators, but I can't promise you that. I've never really looked into it that closely. I do the maintenance on mine, but I'd say they're alternators rather than generators. Otherwise, they'd be putting out a lot of RF too, Patrick, from the arcing and the sparking. Go ahead, sir.
Dublin. I've got a Generac that I've had for 20 years. It's an open frame portable, and it does. It's a 10K, and it does everything good. But this last experience I had was getting fuel. You know, I had the lines and all that. But anyway, I'm thinking this one, I've got natural gas here, and I'm thinking of going that route. I'm talking with a company have been for a couple of weeks now. I know they're about to get tired of me probably, but I've been questioning them to death, service and all that stuff. But, yeah, this one's, it's the one that we're looking at is going to be a 24K, which it'll cover the both air conditioners and stuff like that. But, yeah, I had no problem with mine, the one I've been using for since 2000, actually 24 years. It's always worked great, you know, but it's just I have to deal with it. I want to do something now where I don't, if it cuts off for 2 hours, I wait a while and see if the power's going to come back on. Well, this way I won't have to wait. It'll just come on by itself.
An advantage. There's usually a delay in there, but it's starting up. But it's, what, a minute long or something like that? A couple minutes, it's not long at all. And it's nice because I know Miss Vicky will enjoy it because she won't have to get up and mess with it. It does everything for you. So you'll definitely get some brownie points there also.
Starts in probably 10 seconds or less, instantaneous. And it's 22 kilowatts, and it does have a couple of little additions on it that allow the load sharing. But my wife bakes all the time on electric stove and that. It's propane, by the way. If you got natural gas, that's definitely a benefit. But we don't have it up here, so I had to go with propane, and it was pretty high this last time, about $4 a gallon. But I don't care. It was worth every cent of it. We were out 4 days and 5 hours. And I would say this about Generac. They're the most user-friendly unit that I've ever seen. And like I said, I installed one that was 16 kilowatts for my brother-in-law, and it had, you could choose 10 circuits. But you're a lot better off to go with the whole house generator, not only for other reasons, but it's also a lot easier to install it. If you're on a heat pump, make sure they set it up to where, should you have a compressor fail in the middle of the winter, that your heat strips will still come on. And mine's set up that way. I know it's expensive to run on heat strips, but it's a whole lot better than being cold.
And I'm gas. The only thing that's got the compressor is going to be the AC unit. I've got a 4-ton and a 3-ton AC unit. And we were discussing all that. You know, it said one will come on at a time. I said, well, you know, he was explaining how, and I understood it, the load, the initial load when something fires up. And I said, well, the wife may be wanting to dry clothes and the air conditioner want to kick on. I need to have it to be able to do all that. So that's why we went with the 24K. And I do have propane also. We had propane here before we had natural gas. I kept the tank. And the line is still there, so I can actually got propane in it. But they're saying it's pretty easy to switch it back and forth, you know, propane to gas.
I can't remember exactly how you did it, but you're quite correct. But my wife run the clothes dryer. She run the, and Patrick can tell you she bakes a lot. I mean a lot. And I got a custard pie sitting over here right now. But it will, I know George, my brother-in-law, he had 2 4-ton air conditioners, and he never had a bit of trouble. And I had to run 240 volts the length of their house, underneath their house, over to a sub panel to power one of them. We had no issues with that whatsoever. Go ahead, Pat. Sandra OTR.
Sorry, guys, I'm fighting traffic over here.
Hands on the wheel. You need to go ahead and hook your microphone up to just speaker on the radio. You talking, not maybe get a foot switch. Anyway, yeah, I'm about ready to go with it. It's gonna, they're gonna do everything turnkey, 7 year. They went ahead, we added on the 2 year extension on it. And the maintenance, the first year is free, which is what, 30 hours or something like that, or the year for the break-in period. But all together, everything all together finished is, I think it's like 12.2.
I'm in figure nowadays, and I think I give around, it was a little less than $5,000 for the generator, and then some good friends of mine helped with the installation of it, and one of them was a master electrician, so it was all legal. And then I had a HVAC company come out for the startup, because you got to get that computer code downloaded from the satellite so that you can start it. But I don't think you'll ever regret it. N4ZE, this is N0TR. What was your name, sir? Oh, okay. Rusty mentioned you this morning. He said he heard or talked to somebody by the name of Dude. And I said, well, I've heard that name on here. Go ahead, Patrick, if you're free.
No, got away from the fools over here on Whitehorse for a minute. But, yeah, I don't regret putting mine in. Like I said, I've had some issues with it over the years, but like mine's one of the earlier versions of when that stuff started coming out, so you get what you deal with that. So, but I'm thinking about having it replaced, and we'll see which way we want to go, because there's a company right up the road from me that does it, or see if the one down here in Greer will come up that far.
You got a contact in there.
W4WOZ over here in the land of Waz. I was wondering if any of you fellows could compare the difference in cost from the propane to the gas for the generator.
It's the one I'm looking at does 200.03 cubic feet per hour. And if you compare that to gas, it's about the gas, what I've discovered here so far, is it's about 3/4 of a gallon compared to a gallon of gas. So you're actually cheaper on the natural gas.
Okay. I have not read where there was actually any graphs or anything that actually sets that up. My generator that I used, it's only a 6,500. But it was able to keep our refrigerators running and keep our lights burning and minor things around the house. But, yeah, a bigger one, boy, that'd be great to get your AC going and all that kind of stuff. But it was definitely worth it. We were spending like $30 a day to keep it running 24/7.
The 22, I seemed like I was thinking it was around, it'd be around, what was it, $50 a day, I think, 24 hours. I think it was around $50 in the natural gas, which had been more than that in the regular gas. And Tom, the 22K, this was strange. I don't understand, unless one doesn't labor as much being bigger, but the 22K burns 228 cubic feet, and the 24K only burns 203.
It's the evolution of the technology, because ours is quite a bit older, and I know walking into Home Depot and that now, you see the one on display there is 24. So I think that's just an advancement in the technology. I'll have to look into that. I'm almost certain those are alternators. They wouldn't want brushes in those, because I worked on generators up to 100,000 watts, 100 kW, for 32 years. And then I worked on two 9-megawatt ones at the last place I worked at that run a whole hospital. But you wouldn't want brushes in there. They last a long time, but they still are a maintenance headache. and almost everything now is brushless, you know. And good day, Mr. Wallace. Haven't heard you in a long time. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm with Tom. I think they're going to be alternators because they're going to produce an alternating current. And you're not necessarily going to have the brushes in there like that. But, I mean, even alternators still have brushes in them on the automotive side anyway. Now, you get into the bigger stuff, they may not. But so that's why I tell you to do your homework because I've heard good and bad about both of them. And I've got companies that I deal with that install both of them. So you just got to, which one meets your needs of what you got. And get the biggest one you can afford. That way you don't have it laboring around. But you don't want it too big either. So just things I've learned over the years with it. So. And as far as the gas consumption, my whole home generator, it's a 15K. Like I said, it's 20-plus years old now. And I only run it for a couple hours in the morning and a couple hours at night. I didn't see the need to run it all day long. So gas consumption was, what, maybe $20 a day?
We did hours. We would run it just anyway. We'd leave to do whatever. We just cut it off. And I didn't run it through the night either. The temperatures were great and all that. But yeah, to y'all's point, it does seem logical. But online, if you pull it up online, Tom, do that online. See what you find. And maybe some happen, some don't. I don't know. But there's definitely, they're saying brushes. And they're showing pictures of them too. In 4AZE.
Well, like Patrick says, there are collector rings in there, and they're like bronze or brass, and they're not a commutator. A commutator changes the AC to DC with the brushes on it. On the motor generator sets I used to work on big, huge machine tools, but... those brushes are not like carbon composite stuff like was on the old generators. They're harder. And brushes had many, many different consistencies when you ordered them. You had to specify which ones you wanted. But the alternator ones last forever, it seems like, compared to having to change out, oh God, I don't know how many carbon brushes I changed out, and they were big. They were 2 inches wide and 2 or 3 inches long and big shunts on them and all. So it would be labor intensive. But, I don't see them wearing out no more than they run. Mine comes on, runs 6 minutes every Wednesday, and it's just been super reliable over the years, and I think you would too. And if you go any bigger than 24 kW, it's got to be water-cooled unit, and so that's not feasible for home units unless you've got several million-dollar homes, I guess, and several air conditioners. Then you might have to. Guys, I got to go. I'm going to go out and work on the chicken house here in a minute. And I got a little leak in the water system, and I'm going to replace it with brass. 73, dudes, nice to meet you. And Mr. Boss, you can go ahead and pick it up after Patrick. Patrick, KO4HKX, this is N0TR, 73.
He must have been talking about his brain 2 inches wide, 3 inches long.
That's definitely a two. He's polluting the airwaves, Patrick.
KO4HKX. Tom, good to talk to you today, and look forward to seeing you and Miss Bernice tomorrow. And dude, Dave, and Boaz, I cannot remember your name right off the top of my head. Good to hear all of you today, but I'm going to have to bail out also. I'm at my next stop, so Y'all have a good day, and I will talk to you on down the log. Enjoyed the conversation. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, guys.
Later. Tom, as they were saying, was these brushes look pretty small, and it was something to do with the alignment of them, maybe something to do with some spacing that was having a problem. But yeah, it may be like you're talking about. They may not be the commutator brushes, that be the other kind. All right, anyway, but yeah, I'm gonna keep researching and figure this out.
Go to Power Equipment Direct, www.powerequipmentdirect. Great people. That's where I bought my generator from. I buy my maintenance kits from them for about $50. And whenever the amber light comes on, I just do it myself. It's just an air filter. Change the oil and 2 new spark plugs. I don't know. It comes in a kit. It's no big deal. The only problem I ever had was resetting it, so the amber light goes off, and you just got to know the code to get into it. It can be rather complicated, but you wouldn't even have to do that necessarily, but I do. But go to them, and I'm sure you can call someone there too, and I'd be interested in anything you find out. So we'll catch you guys later. I got to run out there now. This is N0TR Clip.
The info, and Patrick, we'll catch you guys after a while. N4AZE.
I want to see a video of that you running out there. KB4CPA.
Okay, I'll waddle out there or something because... I'm not going to hurry that fast. I was just waiting on it to warm up, Dave. Have a good day, bud. N0TR.
Nice out here. I just left the tennis court, and my car says 75. It's pretty close. But anyway, you have a good one. N0TR, KB4CP.